Holden Coke.
Yep.
The president. And said, so any citizens' comments? Minutes for correction and approval. Any issues? Good.
Good.
Any adjustments to the agenda? Are we good?
Good.
Let's call PW 2019-71 Snow Operations Report.
Yes. Unfortunately, we have a report already.
I know.
In the report, it's a very, very brief report. With everyone else, we got caught not fully prepared. So it is what it is. We estimate we used about 60 tons of salt so far already, which is not bad. But, you know, we're hoping now we have all the trucks for leaf hauling, so we still don't have them all put together. So as soon as leaf hauling is over, we'll put them together and get ready for snow.
You didn't get the bill for my mailbox yet.
Good.
Is any of the salt brine, or is it just straight salt?
Just the straight salt right now, because
we
actually have the brine holders out of the back of the trucks, because we're using for leaves.
Okay. I don't know if we were ready for that yet or not.
A couple trucks are.
Okay.
And the brine's all there. It's all ready. We just haven't had time to fill them up.
Well, it's getting washed off the road anyway.
Yeah.
The first one, it wasn't. It was kind of...
Yeah.
But everything else has been...
Been wet first, so terrible. it wouldn't have made much of a difference.
Okay. New business number two. PW 2019-72 East Orange Street Water Main Improvements Change Order Number 1.
All right, the East Orange Street project is substantially complete. We're down to a couple minor punch list items, which are generally related to restoration. So we'll finish that off in the spring. So this is a balancing change order that we typically like to bring toward the end of the projects. So this one has a little bit of a twist because there was action by the City Council, which allowed some additional pavement work to be done. We did not bring a formal change order forth at the time. So this change order is an increase in the amount of $55,020.42, but it was less than what was authorized in August by the City Council.
The 65, so we're basically 10,000 lessons.
Correct.
Still
yes.
Good with the whole road,
huh?
Yes.
Good.
We move on to the City Council?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. PW 2019-73, purchase of new truck.
This is a budgeted purchase out of the sewer department. We're looking to get a one-ton pickup with toolboxes on both sides and then a Tommy gate, a lift gate in the back for lifting heavy objects along with a snowplow. And fully outfitted with tools as well, as outlined in the cost estimate.
Questions, comments?
Another question I have, is it typical to do the tools at this time? I understand outfitting it with, like take the equivalent of a squad car. You're putting computers, you're putting the items in that are in there.
With the utility truck, we like to.
You like to, okay.
The sewer department does not have a utility truck right now. We gave it up to the water department a few years ago. So we would be just re-outfitting.
Instead of trying to either do it out of the line item of general board works.
Right. We just like to outfit it now.
Try to do
just
it all.
Do it once, and that way the generator's there. It's all...
Everything is in the truck from day one.
And down the road, if you get another truck, does that transfer over to that new truck then?
Yes. It should.
Unless someone's broken or something.
Correct.
Of course, but.
Basically, it's an easier way to replace tools that have gone missing and other stuff. And
it
have
just
a complete set.
Passed down. Now we have a outfitted truck.
Okay.
You good?
You can never find that.
Yeah, they get one for that tool. Alright, item number 4. Public Works 2019-74 Ring Tree Village Subdivisions Unit 4, 5, and 6 South Stein Analysis.
Alright, so now that we have some housing starts that are happening within these units, we had looked at stop signs, try to get a jump start on this. So currently, this is our recommendation. These recommendations may change, you know, once additional activity takes place within the units. But these are the recommendations based on the standard criteria at this time.
Any questions or comments?
Just real quick, how did you decide? Did staff go through the neighborhood?
Yes, my staff did. Yep.
they figured that this will be the area that you need. Because there's no houses there now, right?
In the lot. Correct. Anticipating, okay. And then, like, main streets abutting a collector street and things like that. So.
And these were never put in prior.
They were not. So Erica's in the process of ordering signs. He wanted us to go out and just confirm where to put stop signs now. There may be more needed in the future, but at the moment, this is the recommendation.
Two of these will end up Wendette people are going to be happy for, so.
Yeah, so we've got Wendette, you've got the rest of Raintree, and you've got Country Hills. Is this consistent with the placement of stop signs and the stop signs they have and the other in the adjacent subdivisions in terms of...
That I don't know off the top of my head.
Yes, in the matter of fact, that we... Like, I know Brad and his team looked at Wendette early on. Mm-hmm. And with us crossing over from, like, say, Coach or Fairfax crossing over into the subdivision, this would be consistent of everyone else in town.
Because you want to have your primary streets to be less restrictive than your cross streets. And I just want to make sure that it's consistent with the types of signage. You know, because some of our subdivisions have come in at times with no stop signs, no yield signs anywhere.
Right, and these were actually proposed, I believe,
in the original.
We're actually suggesting less than what were on the original engineering plans, and Eric is correct. We did look at Wendette a couple years ago, so that is consistent. You know, the other units of Raintree, I'm not certain off the top of my head.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's consistent. I know there's a lot of cut-through traffic through the Raintree unit we're looking at southeast of the school. There's a lot of
especially now with the construction, a lot of people avoid that.
It's even worse now because people are still using it as a cut-through, but there is the construction. So. Okay.
Is that on?
Yep.
No old business? Any additional business?
I just have one thing, just to announce that we're going to bring it back next month. The Kendall County TAP grant is out, and submissions are due in December. So we will bring that to you at the December 10th Public Works
Committee. Is that the $50,000, or what are we looking?
It's been different every year.
Oh, it's different every year.
And they sometimes combine if they didn't award something in the year.
I know one year we got large.
Yeah. We did because we were doing the $5,000 every year for the 47 sidewalks, and the Kendall County just said, just take all $50,000, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
We were the only ones applying for it.
Wait and see.
Anything else?
Sure. You missed the record by 2 minutes.